This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Brock Faulkner, Research Assistant Professor for Texas A&M University. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He was trying to look for opportunities to use cotton fibers for remediation of oil spills, and so he did some pretty basic research in the laboratory where he took some oil and water and basically compared the effectiveness of cotton gin waste and some cotton byproducts and TANF at absorbing oil from water. And he found cotton fibers were able to absorb somewhere between 40 and 70 times their weight in oil, and that even if that product was already saturated in water, that because of the cellulosic nature of those fibers and the waxy surface, the oil would drive the water out and then it would be replaced with oil.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Unlike the polypropylene products that they're using in the booms right now in the Gulf, the cotton will naturally degrade if you bring it back onto land, put it into a landfill. It will naturally degrade and remediate that oil that it absorbs.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's really a need to take some of these products out into an environment like the Gulf, a saltwater environment where you have a lot of other external forces with winds and currents acting to try to validate some of this work in the Gulf. And really, there's a lot of bales of cotton sitting in Georgia right now that because of the excessive rains during harvest last year, they're molding and they're going to have very little value as far as textiles and wovens. And really, they present a perfect opportunity to take those bales out and do some of that work out in the Gulf.
Cut 4. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
And I think that the word needs to get out that cotton is more effective than polypropylene, it's more environmentally friendly than polypropylene and a lot of the products that they're using right now, and it's less expensive than a lot of those products as well. So I think just being aware that raw cotton, actually there's some other research that's shown that raw cotton is more effective at absorbing oil than some of the processed cotton products as well. So it's a resource that's plentiful, it's a resource that is much less expensive than a lot of what they're using, it's a resource that's environmentally friendly, and getting out that word I think is going to be key towards moving us in the direction that we need to go, both from an ecosystem remediation standpoint and as a cotton industry. I think it's a mutually beneficial endeavor.